Then what do you see makes that thought turn into the actual action of going to the gym 3, 4, whatever days a week?
I'm a big believer in getting a spiritual gym practice in place to keep, you know, motivation and confidence and tenacity. Those are all muscles that you got to work out like you do your regular muscles. So to stay in that space of I am going to do this, you got to have things in place. So I recommend reading some kind of self-help book every morning, or meditating every morning, or listening to music that pumps you up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. This is Mental Health Matters. Weather this afternoon, sunny with a high near 40, north wind around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 21, north wind around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 40, calm wind becoming west around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 25, northwest wind around 6 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 39, northwest wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. Our co-host is Tracy Ivey, and this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we try to help people who either have someone in their family or know someone or work with someone or neighbors to someone who has a mental health issue. We also try to help the person with a mental health issue find the right medication and find the right doctors and programs to go to. We do this in numerous ways. One thing we do is we have a support group that is the third Thursday of every month, and it's held at 52 East Main Street in Flemington, and it is from 7 to 8:30, and sometimes it runs to 9 o'clock depending on the people's crisis and how much they'd like to talk. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to come. All you have to do is come. And it helps people because a lot of times what the person who's in somewhat of a crisis is going through, some of us have already been through it and can help them that way. We also do what they call a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course, and it's held once a week, and it's it covers medications, side effects of the medications, what to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And it also tries to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to take the class. It is absolutely free. There's nothing we do is charged. Everything is free. All you have to do for the class is to register. And if you need to register, all you have to do is, or if you have any other questions, you can reach us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. There is no one that mans it 20. We don't have someone man the phone 24-7 because we're all volunteers in Hunterdon County. We work out of our homes and all that jazz. So we don't have any paid staff or office. So the woman that volunteers to do this, she checks it at least twice a day. And we will get back to you, we promise, as soon as possible. That phone number is 908-284-0500. Now, Tracy, you can introduce our guest.
Okay. Today we are very pleased to have with us Billy Staples. He is a native of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. He is an author, motivational speaker, and educator. During his childhood, he had the privilege of spending time in the clubhouses of the Phillies, Mets, and Yankees. After graduating Phi Beta Kappa from East Stroudsburg University, Billy developed a somewhat unique style of teaching that helped him win several awards, including the 1998 to 2000 nominations for Disney's National Teacher of the Year. He also earned a master's degree in educational leadership from East Stroudsburg. Through the support of Chicken Soup for the Soul author Jack Canfield, Billy and Rich Hirschlag signed a book deal for Before the Glory, 20 baseball heroes talk about growing up and turning hard times into home runs. He spent about a dozen years after that on the road promoting education and reading in 49 states and 9 counties. He then co-founded BEST, Inc., which is a college scholarship and mentorship program for disadvantaged youths that encourages them to return to their communities and give back. We have a lot to talk about, Billy. So let's start first with Best Inc., the Best Scholars Program. What does the organization do, and why is it important?
I think the topic of the show is vital, especially with what all of our work encompasses. And to answer your question, the Best Scholarship Group simply was taking high school seniors from the area that counselors or principals, teachers, thought that they would be successful in college. And then our group raises money to assist them each semester at college, no matter what college they go to. And then we mentor them through with monthly reports and an end-of-the-semester meeting. So it's built on levels of accountability, but the key is our graduation rate from Phillipsburg and the surrounding area is over 90% for college, and then they come back to the community on an agreement to give back and do things for 2 years while they live or work here. So it's a win-win for everybody.
So it's different from a lot of scholarship programs, wouldn't you say, because you're giving money the entire time while you're mentoring them.
Right. The key is the final product. So we don't want to just give money when you go away for the first semester. If you want more money, and the kids really do react positively to it, then you come in at the end of the semester with your mentor, and then you discuss with the board how the semester went. And we follow you. And by the end, they realize that even though we give them thousands and thousands of dollars, it's not about the money at all. It's about the relationship and the mentorship. And then they know that they've got us as a backing group for when they go into their first career position or where they live or applying for a mortgage. So it's meant to be a starter.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very in-depth. How many students are you supporting right now?
Currently, we have 31 in college at 24 different colleges, and we have 70 college graduates. So we're at just over 100, 101.
Mm. Oh, okay. Wow. I know I read somewhere you were hoping to reach that 100 milestone, so it looks like you've just made it.
Stacey, I said that I would slow down or stop when I paid it forward 100 times. And what I've learned is I'm full of crap. you can't stop when you have 31 in college, but you can delegate a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. So why has it always been important for you to pay it forward? It sounds like something you've been doing your entire career.
I was one of those kids that never went on a college visit and wasn't planning on going to college. And no different than you're a woman of the community that's given back. I was taken to a woman from Phillipsburg, her home, my senior year. And she said, I'd like to set up a system here to help you out financially through college because I've heard good things about you, but you must report in if you want the next semester's assisted check. And so it happened to me. And then I vowed if good things ever happened to me, I wanted to set up a system that it could happen for others.
Mm-hmm. So tell me if you've woven in the baseball grades. You have a meet and greet program.
Well,
what is that?
Spent around baseball players. They're mostly for the Yankees.
Ouch, that hurt.
when the
Mets
the
are
road,
my favorite. So.
Not for me.
When the Yankees were on the road, I went to Philadelphia or to Shea. And assisted there as well. Because once you get in the system, then you know each other and you've built some trust. But my background association with the ballplayers came into effect when we pitched a Chicken Soup for the Soul book to have, like, the childhood of B.B. King and Puff Daddy and Toby Keith, all these different. But baseball came through when we were doing the book proposal of supporting the travel or sponsoring us. My co-author and I, Rich Hirschlag. So when they came through, then it went from music and actors and athletes to just baseball because we had that travel support.
How are you able to go to all these backstage in the dugout with these teams when you were a child?
Well, it started, I know, it's such a strange answer. It started back in the 70s when I wanted to get to the ballpark early for Old Timers Day because Joe DiMaggio, Whitey Ford, Mickey Mantle, and I was walking with a ballplayer, Joe DiMaggio, and I said, could you sign this? And he said, yes, in just a minute. Stick with me, kid. I swear to you.
Oh, lucky you.
So I stayed behind him rather than aside him. And when he went into the stadium, I followed behind him. He turned right to go towards the old-timers' dressing room. I stayed behind him. He walked through the doors. I was a little kid in blue jean shorts. And the guard stopped me, and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm with Mr. DiMaggio. And the next minute, it was like Disneyland. I was in the Yankee old-timers' locker room, but I befriended the locker room attendant. His name was Pete Sheehy, and he was there for 50 years doing the same job. So once I befriended him, everything literally for the next 15 years just kind of fell into place. I wish I had a better answer, but that's the answer.
That's a great answer.
You know, I was born in Brooklyn.
Oh.
And that was prior to the Mets. So my team was the Brooklyn Dodgers.
And great team.
And I hated the Yankees because they used to beat them every year.
Yeah. Not 1955.
No, not in 55. That was the only year the Dodgers beat them. But in fact, I even got a memorabilia cup about that year. So, but after they left and went to L.A., I decided that the only one I could really root for was the Mets because, you know, being in Brooklyn, you couldn't root for the Yankees. So, yeah, so I rooted for the Mets.
And you were rewarded a short time later when the Miracle Mets.
Yes.
Moon landing in 69.
Yep, 69. That's right.
So the Mets gave you something back without making you wait too long.
Right.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about your book, which piggybacked on all your contacts with the baseball players, and how that also works in with your meet and greets with these baseball stars. We'll be right back.
You bet. I look forward to it.
Great.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, we are back with Billy Staples, and he is an author, a motivational speaker, and an educator.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So, Billy, let's talk about the book. Why did you write Before the Glory and Billy Ball 2009?
The key is to have a product to get you out there across the country so that your desire to speak to future teachers, education majors at colleges, and your desire to come to a high school for a presentation And if I bring along a ball player at a decent rate, then I'm getting the message out. And really, it falls under a lot of the same umbrella of your work, which is mental health. And it's just to give teenagers or future teachers another outlet so that, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. And what if you have someone that's available to connect with just to vent, chat with, discuss for free? And that's truly, I didn't write a book to write a book or be an author. I wrote a book to start a charity, a foundation, and to connect with hundreds and hundreds of students and teachers.
Just a quick question. All the baseball players that you interviewed, was there anyone that stood out?
I'd say when you get into the word humble, you know, this word as you get older, humble and kind, genuinely humble and kind. And there's a Chicago Cubs Hall of Famer now with the Cubs winning the World Series recently and the national spotlight. They had a pitcher named Fergie Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
And he would win 20 games each year. But when we got together, instead of just doing an interview, sometimes you just plant that seed. And we've had a great friendship for 15 years now. And we just find reasons to work together to try to be helpful to kids.
Right.
So this guy, besides being a baseball great, is just a kind, considerate, humble man.
That's awesome. You know, you see these players and, you know, and a lot of them, you know, give back. And, you know, they don't look for anything other than, you know, they're not looking for praise or thank yous or anything. And a lot of them just give back on their own, you know.
They do so quietly a lot of times so that it doesn't get out there, so they don't get hit up so much. For instance, in the second book, we featured Derek Jeter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody, of course, knows his name and association with baseball. But in reality, he made it possible for us to go to Kalamazoo, Michigan, his hometown, and present to the two high schools there. And Loy Norris is one of the two, and then Derek went to the other one. So
right.
He's quietly on the bandwagon, too, of just trying to quietly give back his own way.
Right.
And he can't do it, but we can use his name and his stories about his mom and dad and sister
mm-hmm.
And affect, in a positive way, kids.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like having a mini support group come into town.
Well, I'll tell you, when I lived in Brooklyn, every now and then, you would see Carl Farrillo.
The Redding Rifle.
Yeah, the Redding Rifle, right. And he used to be off-season, which is not now anyway for these guys. They're paid too much. But back then, they had two jobs. You know, they played baseball, and then they had another job. And he was a high construction worker, but he did metal, you know, like bridges and stuff like that.
Collar.
Yeah. Yeah, and I walked down the street one day, and Duke Snyder
sure.
was standing there. And he lives actually in California. He lived in California. I don't know if he's still alive or not. I hope he is. But he lived in California, but he was happened to be staying for a period of time in New York. And he just shook our hand and, you know, said, nice seeing you, and that sort of thing. And, you know,
Carl Erskine is still alive, and I get to chat with
right,
him every
right.
now and then in Indiana. And the way he describes it is, on the field, everybody's eyes were on us that were in the stands. But when we showered up and got up the next day until we got to the field, we were just one of the neighborhood.
Right.
And where do you hear that?
Right. That's true.
You hear it over and over again. So there's a lot of truth to it when you hear it from so many folks.
And, you know, we used to see Gil Hodges all the time because he had a store in Brooklyn. Yeah. So.
You have good memories of a good childhood.
Yeah.
You came along at the right time is what I'd say to you.
Yeah, well, it feels like now, but, you know, as I get older and older and older, it is nice to remember back then, you know.
So let's talk a little bit about the backgrounds that some of these players had before they were famous. They came from, many of them came from disadvantaged backgrounds also.
They, you know, the American ball player, because of the major leagues being solely in the United States except for Toronto, they come from Venezuela and Puerto Rico and the Dominican. And then, you know, there's such a variety of where they come from in the United States. They come from the projects and the ghettos. And then they equally come from working class and high class neighborhoods. So you have so many to pick from, but no matter where they came from, they still have heartwarming stories, and some of tragedy or sadness, but it was part of the journey of them getting to where they got. So each interview has been literally fun, and to fly all over to do them, we most of them, I'd say 90%+, are done in their homes, so you're getting that family home effect.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Now, after the book came out, you traveled, you said, for 12 years or so?
Yes.
What did you do?
So this time last year.
Okay. And so you would primarily visit schools or what?
Yeah. South America, Central America, I would go in with an interpreter, and they'd bring me to schools so that the kids, you know, it's a big thing for an American to come to their school. And then the United States, it's so easy to, you know, between Chicago, Los Angeles, Texas, Florida, and the Northeast, you try to schedule a ball player to come with you. And in reality, our presentation is to get them involved, to get them sharing once they hear the ball player or myself, just start to talk about growing up and what questions they have. 'Cause they think fame and stardom and money is the answer, and by the end of the presentation, they're like, oh, everybody was kind of the same when they were 12 years old.
Right, right. And how does that agenda push education?
You know, I firmly believe we all have our IQs and our testing, but inner motivation or inner care or somebody caring about you will get you to aspire to try harder because you're feeling support. So when I was a teacher, I believe that if my group was taking the standardized tests at the end of the year, which, you know, so much is focused on this, part of it is, besides the curriculum and the education, is having 150 seventh graders that are in groups of 30, which is five groups of 30 all day. If they feel cared for, actually, you know, to push it, if they feel loved, and you know about their brothers or sisters or family, they're emotionally connecting to the material and the classroom, as well as just, you know, absorbing it, retaining it, and spitting it back out. So I just think that formula will get you better results.
Mm-hmm. How did you demonstrate care? Did you get to know their families personally, or?
Yeah, so I was a writing teacher, you know, along with English, and when 3 o'clock came, you know, for the end of the school day, I was blessed that so many of these kids came from the same neighborhood, a housing project area called Pembroke. So in reality, most of my dinners were fed to me by in the projects. We play basketball. All I was doing was making myself visible. And then what happens is you just start learning about the families, and no different than the three of us are chatting today.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to connect. And then my older brother's looking for a job. Then I would contact different people in the community and say, can you take this application? It's just trying and putting in some time. And then the relationships all start to form.
You know what I think is wonderful in your programs, that you're having your students go back to their home communities to pay it forward. That, I think, is awesome.
Well, we're a nuts and bolts operation. Yes, you know, we've been blessed. We've given out a little over $700,000, but they're local dollars, and they're local people and local businesses. So the design is that the students know this money is coming from your area. And what can we give them back besides you saying thank you? And that's being part of the Rotary. That's being part of a community day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Major League Baseball clinic each year in Phillipsburg, Wapakon, and then the kids come back, the students come back, and they help all these little kids that gather. So giving back, not only for your community, but giving back is the basis of you receiving this money, is that you know what it's like to look forward to give back.
Mm-hmm. So what happens on Major League Baseball Day? Do you have any of the Major League players there, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I know, Tracy. And you know what? Do your show live. You won't believe it. You'll be like, oh, my gosh. On June 2nd, I will fly in 14 Major League players, and they'll have 14 different stations. And then about 200 local kids from Hunterdon and Warren County, they come in, they get fed, they go to stations. You don't even really have to be a ball player to have fun, you know, little ball player.
Mm-hmm.
So after learning what you learn at the clinic, you get fed, you hang out with the players, you get pictures, and then they all sign this poster. So it's just a day that, what are you trying to do? You're trying to create memories for little kids in Hunterdon and Warren County.
Are they kids who are...
disadvantaged?
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, yeah.
They're sent to us. Coordinated Health is a local hospital, so they are our biggest sponsor. So they keep it affordable at $25 or $30 for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sent to us by coaches, or schools identify it would be good for some of these kids to go to this clinic. And sometimes, of course, the parents learn. So they come from all kinds of avenues and directions.
Right, right.
But by the time they go home that day, they're tired, they're going to go to sleep early, and they're well-fed.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said as far as the teaching, the students will remember how you made them feel. Can you elaborate on that rather than
That's my main thing when a lot of times you go to a school district and you're their opening day speaker. And, you know, it's like, You're supposed to, or college commencement, you're supposed to give your philosophy. But if I just give my philosophy, you know, then it's I, me, my, and it can get on the boring side. But what you try to do is connect with students. Who is that favorite teacher? Who is, you know, that teacher? And then you even say it to teachers. And then I say, I can keep going on, but you're saying it yourself. And if we all remember that teacher, then that's the backbone of my philosophy with education, is to try to aspire to be that teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is just the word time and care. And now that I have students in their mid-30s, they have families of their own, when they reflect back, they'll remember a funny story, or they'll remember, you know, the time that was given, or the care. But you'll never hear a kid that's now in their 30s say, oh, this lesson, when you taught spelling or you taught To Kill a Mockingbird or Mice and Men. That will slide in there, but that's not the majority of their answer.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you do stay in touch with your students. You told me about how you were helping out with the Allentown car bombing survivor. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yep, I'll give you an A and a B answer.
Mm-hmm.
To stay in contact with over 2,000 students, I came up with an idea. And the third Saturday of every September, basically the end of the summer, I throw an end-of-the-summer get-together for all former students, their spouses, and their children. So I invite well over 1,000, and then it's over a 10-hour period that day, and so it's bring a dish. And then they all come. If you build it, they will come. And then they interact, and they're laughing and joking and telling stories, but it's not a reunion of this particular class. It's a reunion of being one of the students, you know, that mm-hmm. was previously taught English by me. So that keeps them having something to come to each year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the A answer. The B answer is one of those students 17 years ago was a young lady by the name of Jasmine. And it also keeps you connected to what they're going through now. So sadly, Jasmine was with the same man for 5 years, and they had a 3-year-old son. And I don't have the answers of this craziness of our society, but the man decided to build a bomb And after Jasmine went to work that day, about 6 weeks ago, he asked a neighbor to come to the car, and he detonated the bomb, which we lost him, his son, Jasmine's son, and we lost the neighbor. So three people passed away in, mm-hmm. in a moment's time. So our group knew that that was a good place to give time each day, so that she knew she had a support group, because sometimes you do or don't want counseling after the shock of an event. But whether she did or didn't want counseling, she knew me, and she got to know members of our board of directors, and we've all kind of spent time with Jasmine, because every minute, every hour counts.
Mm-hmm. So it's continuing support that she needed that she probably wouldn't have had.
She, you know, first of all, the number one thing is I can't imagine is what most of us say.
Exactly.
And it's a nice thing from our point of view, we can't imagine, but from her point of view, it's reality. So
yeah.
What we did was just be there, helpful, because now you're waking up and doing things on your own. And this past week, all these weeks later, we helped move her to York, Pennsylvania, to go on with her life. And her company that she's worked for transferred her out there. We helped get an apartment, and then we helped move her. And now it's really important, so that she doesn't feel alone, that we're still connecting with her, you know, once a day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's quite a sad story. But, you know, it's so good for her to have people like you and your group to, even if she feels like she doesn't need the help, she's getting the help. And whether
she's cooperating.
Right.
Being cared for.
Right.
Not because of the tragedy, but just because it's good to care
right.
for people.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. You know,
you guys, right? There's a New Jersey term. You guys. you guys in Hunterdon County are doing the same thing. And that's what's got part of this show, you know, being organized. So I told you way back when, we have different ingredients into our pie of what we're doing. But we're kind of, you know, both of our groups, we're kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much, yes. Different way of doing it, but yes, we're doing the same thing. And with the same goal in mind, to help people, you know.
Sure, and you must have noticed when you were a teacher, you know, kids who were depressed or lonely or just not really making it. And did you find a lot of that as a teacher?
I find it's like the ocean waves. When you're with 150 different kids each day, if you're perceptive, you know, besides the time in the classroom, you're seeing how they're entering the classroom, how they are, you know, behaving in the classroom, and how their mood is for the day. So it's not hard to connect with well, something's going on here. And I had the support of a few guidance counselors that were just amazing.
Right.
So by being perceptive, you know then to create trust or create the relationship of trust, and then you can be more helpful than just what's going on in the classroom. And those kids, you know, they put on the happy face or the smiley face, a lot of them, for when school starts. But in reality, there's a lot going on with them, and we have such an epidemic of teenage suicide in our country that does not compare to the other 199 countries.
Exactly.
So we need to just have a person on staff or two that is their thing. That's their connection. And that changes lives besides educate them.
Sure, sure.
And as a teacher, you're somewhat limited in what you can do. As you said, you observe it. You show you that you care.
Every teacher or educator that's listening to this interview, there's so much expected, you know, in regards to what you need to get done that day with the lesson plans.
Mm-hmm.
So, and your job is just to teach. But some of us have the ability or the situation in life to do more. So it's almost like you get a bonus. And then when it starts to work, and then you're giving them hope,
You're connecting them with jobs because you're getting to know business owners. And then, okay, all these kids are going to college.
Right.
Who probably.
Now you got to raise money for them to go to college. Then you find out your network of friends. We can all support giving them hope with education. And college doesn't just mean a four-year university, to be clear on that. Hope in college means if you want to be a hairdresser, you still got to take classes. And if you want to be a carpenter or electrician,
right.
you still got to take classes. So it's just following.
So you can get certified, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, ironically enough, last night on 60 Minutes, I'm not broadcasting their show, but there was a an African-American on, and he was talking about his childhood, which was very bad. And he went into this one school, and he was like in fourth grade or third or fourth grade, and he was very violent. And he picked up his desk and his chair, and he threw it at the teacher. And she pushed it off to the side, and she says, okay, now you can sit on the floor. She says, and he says, I expected to be, you know, sent down to the principal and all that, and she didn't do it. She says, now you sit on the floor until you're ready to act normal, you know. And it went on that he later on wound up in juvenile detention, and she came to see him and talk to him and everything. And, you know, not many teachers would do that, you know. Right now, he is a star on the opera, on the Metropolitan Opera, and he's got a voice like you wouldn't believe. Wow. You know, and they showed him performing a little bit, you know, on the one of the shows. And it's just, you know, it's just ironic. You know, we're talking about teachers, and then this was on last night, you know. Mm-hmm. So
and she was that teacher to him.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. That's so, it, and, you know.
And no matter, you know, whether it's the opera or it's sports or it's getting an education, right, all have that teacher. Most of us do, no matter where we were.
And, you know, the ironic thing is, in this day and age, the teachers spend more time with the kids than the parents.
They spend more time with the kids than anyone.
Right.
I mean, anyone.
Especially the parents, you know, yeah. because they're most of them are working two jobs, and they're leaving at like 6 o'clock in the morning and not getting home till 7 o'clock at night and, you know, that sort of thing. And that's why a lot of times with NAMI, we try to go to where they have what they call educating the educators and trying to get them, the teachers, more aware of what to look for in a youngster who may have mental health issues.
Or and that, you get it. That's part of my desire. We have this third book coming out. What's going to happen? They're going to start sending me out all over different places in the country. So besides Barnes & Nobles, you get it. I want to get in front of college students that are majoring in education.
Right.
Or schools and their faculties to do the same exact thing you just mentioned, and that's the core of the energy.
Right, exactly. Because like I said, you know, this one teacher last night on the show, she was his teacher, you know, and she went above and beyond for him, you know. Whether she saw anything in him, I don't know, but, you know, whatever it was, mm-hmm. you know, because he's still in contact with her, you know.
Heartwarming, isn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. it is, you know.
So it must be gratifying to help kids reach their potential because that's you see the potential and they need help.
You know, Tracy, I guess a failure or I'm trying to do better is to let myself feel. You have all the things on your plate of the day, so even doing this show makes me step back and feel rather than all the other areas of the work of what you're trying to do. When a kid, a student just wrote a nice thing on Facebook because they couldn't be at a bank I was at. But you stop, you read it, you recognize that that's their memory of you, and you let yourself feel. So, yes, it's gratifying, but I could do better at that.
Hmm.
So how can you do better? How can you do more?
No, I could do better.
What's your five-year plan?
Concentrated on juggling the balls of keeping everything going, and when you visit, like you do a radio show. By the way, I'm sitting here doing this interview.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a Brooklyn guy. I'm sitting here with Pete Rose's agent and Steve Garvey's agent currently of the Dodgers. So
right.
we're sitting here doing this interview together. He's listening, but he's another ingredient. You get it?
Right.
In helping us So you keep going from appointment to appointment or radio show or bookstore, and you just keep spreading the message. But until a kid wants to sit and talk, you do a radio show like this. You, when you're me, you should spend more time, a few minutes a day, doing what we're doing. You're letting me feel. So that's where I could do better.
Okay.
Well, we have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
Sounds good.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tracy Ivey of Mental Health Matters. We are back with Billy Staples, author, educational speaker, motivational speaker. Billy, let's talk about your new book that's coming out, this chapter in a chicken soup book. What is it about? Hello, we're back with Billy Staples.
Getting our first national book deal. And it's
I'm sorry, Billy, I'm going to ask you to repeat your answer, the first part of it we didn't get due to a technical.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The book is called Success Stories from the Heart, and it's a book where each chapter is an author, and they're explaining what happened because of their book deal, you know, after their national book deal. Our story, my co-author and I, is, of course, forming the scholarship group. And each chapter is what happens after you get a book deal. And it's only a few pages for each author, so we're just glad to be a part of such a good project.
Okay.
So each chapter has a different author?
Yep. We initially were pitching different books, and the owner, Peter, of HCI, which is the publisher for the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, Peter said, why don't we get all of the Chicken Soup authors and HCI authors together, and we'll pick 20 or 30 good stories of what did you do after we gave you your first publishing deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so they took this idea and ran with it, which is really good because it gives writers or young people a viewpoint of, okay, well, you did get the book deal. Then what happened? So it's after the glory. Our first book was before the glory, and Peter has got a book that's based on what did you do after it all happened. So when all of this started to materialize, Rich and I just said, we're part of this good energy, and send us where you want for bookstore signings, and we're gearing up for February.
That's cool. Actually, it's, you know, I think it's pretty awesome to have a different author in each chapter, you know.
And if there, and if these different authors are different places in the country,
right,
then you can go into libraries for high schools, you get together the readers and the writers, and you can make presentations to, okay, it happened to me, and this is what I've done. I've either screwed it up, I continue to run with it, or here's some good things that happened because of it.
Right, right. I think that's pretty cool.
So, Billy, we have about 10 minutes left. I want to make sure we give some websites and contact numbers in case people want to donate to BEST, your organization that helps kids through college.
Sure. The easiest way to connect with the scholarship group is three words that are put together for the website, and it's thebestscholars.org. So that is the website for the scholarship group. If you want to connect with me or chat or type, you know, through the internet, I'm the easiest way is I'm on Facebook with a page. They have me part of a fan page, and that's just Billy Staples Author. And then the people click the like button, and then if they have a question or a comment, like I'm doing this interview from Las Vegas with you.
That's right.
I'll get back to my room.
To the gaming tables.
And then I type back to anybody that has a message.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to bypass the gaming tables going
on
back
your way
to the
trade
room?
Show?
You ready for this? Hey, to be honest, we got off the plane somewhere around, I don't know, midnight, and Joey, the guy with Steve Garvey that books him all over, he just friendship and conversation. So we were out just enjoying breakfast until 5 in the morning, East Coast time. So I crawled to bed, to tell you the truth. I didn't answer anything last night.
Well, maybe it'll be good when you come back. You'll be on East Coast time, and there won't be such an adjustment.
Yeah. But, you know, think about it, though. The passion of doing this, you get to see the whole country. You know, mm-hmm. I only have one state left to go to work in, and I am filled with gratitude and thanks that there's reasons for me to go to these places.
What's the last state?
Alaska.
All right.
I'll work in Alaska for a dollar. Somebody sends me there.
Yeah.
You're going to pay me a dollar, I'll go.
Oh, that's great.
I'll tell you, have you ever been there before?
That's my last one. I got 49 states, so I've got one more to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's gorgeous. I would suggest going like in June, though.
The month of June?
Somewhere around there.
School is still going on in Alaska in June, so... You know, if you just let the powers and the energy of the world to be, and who knows if somebody's listening to this that doesn't know a principal or an educator in Alaska, off I go.
Good for you, because it is a beautiful state.
I'll get there. I'm a believer.
Right. Is there any other message you want to say in the last few minutes?
I guess,
here?
Tracy, I think the key is that we interact with people, whether it's text messages or the internet or face-to-face each day. And if we acknowledge that we may be talking with them, but we don't know what they're going through. And if you keep that going on, then just friendly or having a good conversation is my ingredients of what I can give that day, besides the people I know. We just don't know, but as a society, that's my concept, to try to be nice or try to be kind or try to be thoughtful. And I think that matters. And you don't know who you're helping. You may not even know their name. So
that's right, but they know.
The game, you get past 50, you know you're on your way out. And really what this is about is what I can do or what how I can be helpful. And
right.
It makes my days worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. You know, people say to me, Larry, you're retired. What do you do all this for? And I got it truthfully. I work harder now than when I worked, because when I worked, I was a boss. I told them, you do this and you do that, and let me know how you make out by Friday, you know, that sort of thing. But now, you know, I look at my wife and she laughs at me, you know. But it's, you know, but my feeling is that if I can help one person, then this whole thing, everything I do or try to do, is worthwhile.
Well, Larry, let this show connect us, right? I'll pay for the kids that you bring from your community on June the 2nd to be with all those ballplayers that day. So you have your choice of anybody between now and June 1st, between whatever, 5 and 15 years old.
Give us a reminder. So sounds good.
I've given you your assignment.
Our assignment.
Between 5 and 16, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, just enjoy the day, because you're the energy that brought them.
Wow, fantastic. Wow. Let's give out that website, the Facebook page again, for people
Thank
who
you,
want
Tracy.
To contribute.
For
do Facebook, you have any special fundraisers, by the way? Are the meet and greets the fundraisers or what?
In July. July is the middle of the summer. So right around the middle of July each year, President Grigsby at Moravian College gives us their big venue. And we fly in 30 players, or they drive in, and the kids that graduate from college give their thank you speech for what they've done through college with the assistants. And then the ball players are there to draw a crowd. And the next day, we all play celebrity golf. So there's a golfing group, a foursome, and a ball player's in your group. So it's a two-day affair, but I call it a love fest. Everybody feels good that comes.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Wonderful. All right, so let's give that website address for people to find out more about the Best Scholars.
It's thebestscholars.org.
Right.
And then for me, if somebody's an email person, it's billystaples36@gmail.com. That's my email. And then, of course, Facebook's the easiest thing. It's Billy Staples Author.
Billy Staples.
Just like
author.
The page and type whatever is on your mind.
And no one ever wanted to force you to be a William, or?
Well, my birth certificate, it says William, but when you're a kid, you know, in that locker room, you know, I'm thinking right now, Willie Mays, right? He never knew anyone's name. That's why they called him the Say Hey Kid.
Yeah.
Because he'd say, hey, yeah, he would. It's a true story.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I read
so
that.
I was Billy.
You're
and
still a kid
like
at
Billy
heart.
Joel, the singer, sometimes things just stick. And when it came time to me to be Bill or William, I guess, in reality, I never grew up with my name. It's still Billy.
That's all right. My name is Lawrence, and only my mother used to call me that, you know, and get away with it. You know what I mean?
And Yogi's mother would say the same thing.
Right, right. Yep.
Lawrence Peter Barra.
Barra, that's right. I know.
Funny. Tracy, I do want to compliment you, though, the time and effort it takes to put on the show. And what the message is. And anybody that listens in, right, you're doing your thing of giving them that dose of a ticket or of relaxation or to let them think or feel. So I appreciate your work, and I'm being extremely sincere.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we've enjoyed having you on, and all the work that you're doing is just incredible. Thank you. I hope you'll come back again. We'll definitely look at June-ish. See what?
Well, I'll come on, right? Mm-hmm. But to make it a little even better, that means I'll come on with a player, you know, so that
fabulous.
That,
okay,
you can
That's
ask
fine.
Why are
Love
they
that.
Involved? So
mm-hmm.
I'll do you one better and try to have a good player to come on, and it'll cause a little bit more of a reaction to your listeners. So
yep.
I'll do whatever it takes to keep getting the message
Great.
Out there.
But we'll do it before June 2nd.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
We'll
because
do it in
that
May.
Way, you know, we'll do it in May sometime.
Oh,
that
okay.
way
yeah, and then we'll promo the event.
Yeah, then you can promote the event, exactly.
Put
yeah.
it on your Facebook page.
Right.
And,
yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure, Billy. Really, it really has, and we hope to have you back again in May.
Yes, thank you, Billy.
And, you know, if there is anything NAMI and Hunterton can ever do for you, just reach out. You know.
Well, I'm game, too. I'll help out there whatever way they need me. And to you, Tracy, and to you, Larry, this absolutely was. It wasn't just another interview. It was fun. It really was.
Well, I'm glad because
well,
we enjoyed it, too. And we'll be back again next week, same time, same station. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter. Take care, Bill.
Bye-bye now. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against three senior North Korean officials, including a top aide to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Now, these sanctions were in response to the North Korean regime's ongoing serious human rights abuses and censorship. The protests over French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies continue, although the French president did take to the airwaves and believes that everyone needs to come together as a nation.
I don't want to be divided. I don't want the French people to be divided. Friendship is what must unite this country. I want this because it is precisely because of this that I ran for office in order to reconcile all the French people.
President Trump is reviewing candidates to replace outgoing Chief of Staff John Kelly. Nick Ayers, Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, was thought to be a leading candidate, but he said thanks, but no thanks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Some of the U.S. soldiers who've been at the southern border will be coming home for the holidays. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
There have been roughly 5,400 active duty troops stationed along the border in recent weeks, installing wire barriers and protecting Border Patrol agents in California, Arizona, and Texas. Now, Pentagon officials say the active duty troops will begin leaving the southern border this week. The number of forces there will be going down to at least 3,000 by the holidays. President Trump, having ordered the deployment of the troops in response to the caravan of Central American migrants that were moving towards the U.S. border, the number of migrants has been declining, and the military has finished much of the wire barrier placement that they began weeks ago.
On Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks will host the Minnesota Vikings, with both teams fighting for their playoff lives. Kickoff is set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More details are emerging about what happened to the journalist killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The last words uttered by journalist Jamal Khashoggi after he was set upon by a Saudi hit squad in that country's consulate in Istanbul were, "I can't breathe." That's according to a transcript of an